everyone. It is Saturday, March the 26th, 2022. I was going through some of my old podcasts, looking at the titles. And one of the titles that I saw that really piqued my interest and made me want to go back into it was, "What Is Your Hope In?" That was in April of 2021, almost a year ago. And a lot has happened in my life since then. In December, my husband, Thomas, passed away from complications from COVID. It's been a very hard few months. It's going to be hard for a while. And it's... When you've seen other people go through this, I mean, you never imagine it. It's going to happen to you. So it's very surreal. It's still hard for me to comprehend it. It's still hard for me to believe it. There are times when I forget that he's gone, you know, and then reality hits. But even though he's gone, I have peace because he believed in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was his savior. And I was so proud of him because when we first got together, he was not a Christian. He was not a religious person. He didn't grow up like that. But he actually... when he first started going to church, he was basically just going to make me happy. But he really took to it. And it actually took us a couple of churches to really find the right church. And we did find the right church, the church we belonged to, Chandler Bible Church. And my husband got very involved in the church. And I'm very grateful to the church because he really grew. We both have grown. And I think a lot of it has to do because of the church and the pastor and the way he teaches the scriptures. So I feel joy. Not because he's gone. I feel joy because I know he's no longer in pain. Or he's no longer sick. His body is healed. And he is with Jesus. So knowing that brings me great comfort. And believe me, it hurts. It does. It hurts. I ache for him. Because he was my love. He was the love of my life. We had just celebrated 16 years of marriage in October. And in November, that's when he came down with COVID. He was on the ventilator for a month. And he didn't get any better. So, God knew what was best. And I miss him. I'll always miss him. I'll always love him. We have two beautiful daughters and who miss him. And we're going to live our life the way that he would want us to. And that is by following Christ. So my hope is always in Christ. That's what my hope is in. Even though I've had this big loss, that we've had this big loss, my hope is still in Christ. And if anybody's listening to this, I want you to seek God, to seek Jesus. If you don't, if you haven't, if you don't know about Jesus, if he's not in your life, you know, if you don't know, if you want to know more, you know, there you can go. Look on YouTube, find a church, you know, get involved. Read the Bible. And sometimes it is hard to read the Bible. But if you go to a church, a Bible-believing church that preaches through the Bible, and if you have a pastor like my pastor, he helps you to understand Scripture better. So just look, just seek Him. Please seek Him. And this world right now should not be our home as Christians. And as Christians, we should think eternally, not this temporary home. So, please let your hope be in Christ. Thank you for listening.